This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Sound real with Chevy.
Hard to believe. It's already the 29th day of December, 2016. We've got a key report for you right now. Breaking down from
InfoWars.com News Center. Deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
The Internet's renaissance of media, living on a revolutionary platform that has exponentially boomed since it was conceived at UCLA on October 29, 1969, is yet again under attack. This bane to the New World Order and adversely a voice of humanity simply disseminating the truth behind the mainstream media's governmental facade must be controlled and centralized if the power structure is to remain.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
So while America innocently celebrated the holidays, America's shadow government buried a time bomb in the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, relegating control of the free press to what is being dubbed the State Department's Ministry of Truth.
It's amazing they're going to spend $160 million over 2 years to have the State Department determine what is propaganda and what isn't.
Fake news. When they didn't like one particular story that was being advanced, when I say they, I think we know who they are. They are either the ruling class or the whoever. They called it a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. I mean, that warped them because those things kept turning out to be true. So they said, you know, we need something new, some Orwellian, dystopian, you know, vocabulary, some argot. You know, what can we use? Ah, fake news. Rather base, but rather clear.
Zero Hedge reported on Christmas Day, quote, introduced by Congressman Adam Kinzinger and Ted Lieu. H.R. 5181 seeks a whole government approach without the bureaucratic restrictions to counter foreign disinformation and manipulation, which they believe threatens the world's security and stability. Also called the Countering Information Warfare Act of 2016, when introduced in March by Senator Rob Portman, the legislation represents a dramatic return to Cold War-era government propaganda battles. On the heels of the death of SOPA and PIPA, the U.S. government's audacious attack on a free press emboldened by the Internet quickened. With the legalization of propaganda within the United States Interior in 2013, after the death of the long-standing Smith-Munn Act, the creeping U.N. and E.U. control of the Internet, after the U.S. Commerce Department released its grasp to ICANN on October 1st of 2016, the rollout of the fake news narrative and its impending censorship by the bullying anti-First Amendment purveyors of news commandeering sites like Facebook, and now the final nail in the coffin after the 2017 NDAA was signed into law on December 23rd. The Ministry of Truth framework is in place, and the game is now completely rigged. In the words of selfless wonderkind Aaron Swartz, information is power. But like all power, there are those who want to keep it for themselves. And as if answering Swartz from across the expanse of time and space, Founding Father Thomas Jefferson prophetically said, "The basis of our governments being the opinion of the people, the very first object should be to keep that right. And were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter. But I should mean that every man should receive those papers and be capable of reading them."
The question, how does one man assert power over another, making him suffer? Exactly. Power is tearing human minds apart and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We're the priest of power, Winston. It's all about attacking humanity, attacking God. We're devil worshippers.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thursday, December 29th, 2016.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
We're now only 21 days out from the historic inauguration of Donald John Trump. That'd be 45, baby. And return the Republic. Return the Republic to its former freeness. Its greatness as the economic powerhouse of the globe. Only then can we be the cultural and military powerhouse. The return of America. is upon us if we simply continue to breathe life into its lungs. It is Thursday, the 29th day of December 2016, in the waning twilight hours of this historic year, as we plunge into 2017, which is guaranteed to be even more tumultuous, more hard-fought, more bitter, but also more exhilarating and filled with opportunity. Fortune favors the bold, and our fortune is freedom in our time. The mission is hard, but not impossible. You've got a long way to go, short time to get there. But the taste of victory is now revitalizing the Republic, and like the fiery bird of myth, the Phoenix, is rising. All right, let's get really focused here. DrudgeReport.com has an incredible grouping of stories that everybody must look at on the right-hand side. You cannot make up the oxymoronic, upside-down world of this. Soros says Trump is a would-be dictator who threatens the New World Order. That's an Infowars.com story, top story on the right-hand side. And under it, you can actually read the full screed of diarrhea out of Soros' mouth. Billionaire globalist pens panicked rant. And boy, is it panicked. He says, we cannot stop nationalism. And he said, not since I was a young man have I feared Trump is Hitler. Ladies and gentlemen, he actually calls Trump Hitler and a dictator. He calls him a Hitlerian dictator. Now, is this lost on anyone? George Soros is a famous Nazi collaborator from the age of 13 to 17, because no one thought that a young Jew coming in and claiming he was helping get food to groups that were hiding would actually be a Nazi agent. He was a literal Nazi agent of the lowest scumbag order, and he's going to lecture us about Adolf Hitler. I just can't handle it anymore. It is the total, complete inversion of reality. We have him on 60 Minutes saying he is not ashamed of what he did. It's how he, quote, survived, a total sociopath who's got a big, giant you-know-what for America. A raging you-know-what to screw this country. And guess what, scumbag? You think you're losing now. Go ahead and start a war. Go ahead and try to assassinate Trump. Go ahead and fill your hand, you rat bastard. We're going to get you. And I'm glad they tried to take down Trump and put up these lies, because the gloves are off now, brother. And when Trump gets in office in 21 days, get ready, scum. Because you should have been arrested and in a lot of trouble back when you were 15 years old. You can run on for a long time, boy. I mean, look at your failure son. He's a laughingstock. That's who you're going to have run your empire? They'd rather blow the planet up, wouldn't you, scumbag? You're not going to get away with it. You are a true supervillain out to hurt good people. You hate Christians. You're a dirtbag. And it's in the WikiLeaks how you want to overthrow Israel. Of course you're allied, and your new pivot is with the Islamicists. And people, Israel's got its problems. It's a diverse modern country. My God. But we're going to side with Soros and the Islamicists that suicide bomb their little kids? No. No. This is disgusting. And a lot of people out there have been brainwashed into just obsessing on Israel all day and hating Israel, and it's quite frankly shameful. Because the only way to get rid of Israel is a nuclear war, and the Arabs would start killing each other the minute they got control of the Holy Land. Long before Muhammad showed up in Mecca riding around robbing caravans and sex slaving, there were Jews in Jerusalem, Jack. 3,000 plus years ago. On record, Roman historians, Greek historians, it's a fact. No amount of revisionist history will erase that, or that Jesus Christ existed. I see articles in Time magazine. Jesus didn't exist. Oh, there's only like 20 Roman historians wrote about him at the time. Five or six Jewish historians. You're a pack of liars. I suspect they're going to tell us George Washington didn't exist next. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the ignorance. I'm tired of the idiocy. And I just can't take it anymore. It is not fair, and I've used this story a million times, it's so true, that both my grandfathers almost died in World War II in the Army Air Corps. Both of them almost died. One of them crash-landed. The other did his missions, had volunteered for more, but got sunstroke from not wearing sunglasses, burned his eyes. He was blind for a week, and the crew went up with the co-pilot and got blown up and died over Italy. They were attacking out of North Africa. And then he almost died when German fighter bombers hit their bases once they got into Italy. He got a Purple Heart for that. But the point is, I get called a Nazi by the ADL, who gives awards to Soros, and Schwarzenegger, who says he admires Hitler, when I almost don't exist. Because you killed my grandfathers, you killed me. And then I've got to sit here and watch a known Nazi collaborator hop around and call our president a Nazi. George Soros groups also called him anti-Semitic throughout the campaign. I mean, this is the complete inversion of reality. Not shocking. George Soros funds progressive war on Israel. He wants to overthrow it, folks. It's the guy is a total demon. He wants your guns. He wants your family. He believes the state should run you. He's a control freak. He's a monster. He wants power. He's behind flooding Europe with Islamists. But I'm telling you, this goes to another level that no media is pointing out, that Soros is a Nazi. And, you know, I've had Hollywood people on the show before, and I start bashing Soros, liberals who are on, historians, authors, you name it, and they'll go, Alex, now come on, Soros had to or he'd get killed. That's like saying, I've got to join the New World Order or I'll get killed. It's the most sociopathic mindset I've ever seen in my life. And it's the creed of slaves. So the story's up on Infowars.com. It's obviously on DrudgeReport.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Soros conjures Hitler in attack on ascendant populist. That's the area that Zero Hedge decided to zero in on. We should have a whole other article out just about famous Nazi collaborator. Says Trump reminds him of Hitler. What in the world? He says, I'm afraid of Nazis. What? You are a Nazi, dirtbag. You're the lowest scum on earth. At least the Nazis thought they were doing something for a good reason. They were out of their minds in a death cult. You were a collaborator against your own people and betrayed them, scumbag, and made money off of it with your daddy. He was a little Judas goat, they said, and kind of like pedophiles send a teenager in or another kid to get other kids lured to the van. Yes, George Soros was the bait they would throw out to bring in and to, you know, find where the Jews were hidden. I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up. You couldn't write this stuff. No one would believe it. And now he's perched on top of the country, blaming Russia for America turning against Hillary while she's stumbling around having convulsions. Everybody's sick of her. Russia wasn't involved in anything. You got the communist Chinese, the EU, the Vatican, the Saudi Arabians, all piled up on our election, saying we can't have Trump. That gets overthrown, and now Obama is set to announce all sorts of wartime measures and troop buildups and cyber attacks and diplomatic freezing of Russian money and all this economic war with 21 days out. And I was watching CNN. I forget the names of the shows. I really watch it. I was watching it last night, and they had a roundtable group on. I've got to go look at the show host. It was like 6:30 at night. Who's on at 6:30? Some guy, I don't know his name, and some gray-haired dude. He had this round table on there, and they were in folks just like before 9/11, 25 days before. I came on there, and I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on Bin Laden, get ready for terrorism. I saw the same telltale signs. They said, it is going to be Trump's fault, the war that's coming now. Islam is going to attack Europe and Israel. There is a giant war coming, and there's going to be a war with Russia, and it is Trump's fault. And all the roundtable goes, it's very sad, but it is to be. And you can tell the fix is in. They're going to start World War III. They're a frickin' loon cult who are under Stockholm Syndrome and under Erebus control. And this is a real pivot to Islam and the takedown of the West. And it was a cult of scum, a bunch of CIA operatives up there on the show, all committing to a giant war. And that America's going to have to be destroyed now because we voted for Trump. I mean, criminals love to brag, and I saw them do the pre-celebration of World War III and the destruction of Israel and the United States. I saw psychopathic behavior.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
It was Jim Scuto last night that was sitting in for Wolf Blitzer on the Situation Room. And again, I watched about 30 minutes of it before I left the office. And maybe for the Nightly News tonight, I'll actually go back and find that archive and play these clips. But they had a roundtable
going, it's Trump's fault, and he's going to start a war now, and it's his fault, and the war is inevitable. And they were all very satisfied, and they said some really bizarre stuff. They had a professor on there, and they were saying, Trump's only going with his instincts and his advisors. So he doesn't know what he's doing. This is going to cause a war. Well, what are you following, your advisors and instincts? They act like no one can think but them. It's this disconnect. Plus, they're not even telling us what their real aims are. They're saying to the world, you elected Trump, so we're going to start a war with Russia. We're going to start a war in the Middle East, and we're going to give a green light for the new Intifada. That means a giant uprising, a rebellion, a civil war initiated by the United States siding with the United Nations to plunge the globe into a worldwide crisis. Not for the Palestinians. The globalist-financed Islamist invasion of Syria has killed over 300,000 people, almost all of them Christians and non-radical Muslims. They call it a conspiracy theory that our government financed this in the last 6 years. It's all public. Congress has had hearings. The military's gone public. It's like the news is saying it's a conspiracy that the United States was behind the vote at the UN and the abstention. They're behind the whole deal. They've bragged they're behind it. I mean, it's a new type of psychological warfare, and I don't think it's working. I think it's delusion, where they go, we're not behind this vote, even though they admit they are. There's no IRS penalties. There's not 18,000 IRS agents in Obamacare. The hell they're in, it's right there in the bill. And now people are getting hit with it. That's what I mean. I think these people are crazy. They've got a method to what they're doing, but it's total delusion, cuckoo, cocoa puff land. It's crazy. Because the whole world, I mean, they've got polls of 60+% of Americans on the low end, 80+% on the high end. In dozens of polls, you've all seen them, almost no one's buying that Russia was involved in our election, and people don't care because it was a global free-for-all of all these other countries trying to say we can't have a populist movement. But when Soros and globalist publications like the Financial Times and the Economist and the New York Times admit what's happening, they know it's not racism. They know it's not Hitlerian. They know it's just classic nationalism where we want economic systems that are good for us as countries and as individuals, not good for the globalists and their big world government project. We don't want to be ruled by secret TPP and WTO and all these unlawful treaties that don't even get ratified most of the time, but we live under them. Just like the UK never voted in the 80s and the 90s under the different treaties like Lisbon to enter it. And people are like, we didn't vote to enter, and it makes over 90% of our laws, and it's flooding us with unskilled, dangerous jihadists. We don't want to be part of this. And they say, shut up, you are under it. We don't care how you voted. People say, well, Alex, see, what did it matter? They're ignoring it. Good, that'll blow up in their face bigger. You mean the UK says we vote to get out, and you say no? We have the moral high ground. We're going to win. That's why they're panicking. It's why they're freaking out. It's why they're pulling their hair out. And we come back, I have a clip of him on 60 Minutes saying he did what he had to working with the Nazis. That'd be like if somebody said, kill your family or we'll kill you. I'd say, pull the frickin' trigger. But I'd try to take you out before I did that. But it's this attitude to lay down and give up. Only one Jewish neighborhood stood up against the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto in Poland, and they killed, it's estimated, over 5,000 of them in just a year. And it took them months and months and months to even take the ghetto finally. One group of Jews, maybe 1,000, stood up with a couple firearms and held the Nazis off for months. What would have happened if people would have stood up against Hitler in Europe? We wouldn't have had this crap. And now we have this little monster running around, overthrowing countries, destabilizing the Middle East, backing jihadists, overthrowing Ukraine, trying to start a war with Russia, and he's financing the Democratic Party to try to start a war with Russia and a war with Israel because he's throwing a temper tantrum. There he is in the news. Billionaire globalist pins panicked rant. We have a dangerous, psychopathic demon in control of the Democratic Party and MSM trying to start a frickin' world war. And I get the fact he's a Rothschild agent. That's why he's so powerful. And you guys think you're invincible. You're not. The Rothschilds sued British newspapers for saying they were behind the New World Order. They lost in court 5 years ago. And the court said, no, this finds you were behind the Russian oligarchs and sucking that country dry. I'm telling Soros, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, everybody else, you're not going to pull this off in the dark this time. You understand we got a big old spotlight on your butt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was Albert Pike, who was the head of the Illuminati after the Civil War. He's also the founder of the KKK, that famously wrote in the 1870s that there would be three world wars to bring in world government. And the final would be between Christians with Jews against the Muslims. And that out of that would come such a hatred of religion that we would accept a one-world religion and the one true God, Lucifer. Now, whether you believe they're following that plan or not, today this is the plan being manifested on our planet. And the Rothschilds, you'd ask, why did they help found Israel? And then why are Rothschild institutions today funding movements against Israel? As we see in the WikiLeaks through one of their operatives, that's come out in court, George Soros. because it's the chaos that has to be brought in to establish the world government. It's just like there were a lot of powerful Jewish institutions and groups that wouldn't let Jews get out of Europe, and they had to pay, on average, over $1 million equivalent to different organizations to be able to get out of the country, and they were only allowed to go to Palestine. That's why FDR refused so many Jews trying to come into New York and sent them back to Nazi Germany. And I'm not even attacking FDR. It's just a historic fact. That's people like Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was part Catholic, part Jewish. He had to come into Cuba when he was a little kid during World War II because the United States wouldn't take him. The ships got diverted to Cuba. That's where a bunch of Jews went. And that's why people like Pachinik, you know, don't like the ADL and organizations like that, because Jews that are actually well-read know what I'm saying is absolute historical fact. That's why it isn't just, are you for the Jews or are you against the Jews? Are you clear-cut for Israel or are you against Israel? I got a lot of problems with different political parties in Israel, stuff that goes on. I'm a big human rights advocate. But the Israelis aren't sending their kids to be suicide bombers. They're not flooding us with 5 million people in Europe, hundreds of thousands here that say they want to overthrow us. The globalists have pivoted to Islam. This is a real triple cross, folks. They're not just doing a class of civilizations. That's what they sold a lot of the military and insiders on with 9/11. That was supposed to be some excuse to crush Islam. It was actually to put Saudi Arabia in charge, knock out the countries that were blocking radical Islam, like Saddam in Iraq, Assad in Syria. So this is the grand chessboard. And they're panicking because Trump understands this. The military brass understand this. They're making deals with Russia. They're making deals with Japan. They're making deals to double-cross all the double-crossers like China and others. And it's not been clear where Israel was going to side in all of this. And the Likudniks and Netanyahu, they didn't really give any overt support to Trump. Well, now the globalists have miscalculated, and they think holding the world hostage to nuclear warfare is going to bully everybody into accepting this. In fact, they say, you better accept globalism or there's going to be a big war. And now they're hitting the dominoes that will chain reaction into a giant regional war that will probably get bigger. Because if any NATO forces or others hit Russian forces in Syria, it's off of the races. That's why you notice they just did a deal to begin the process of splitting Syria in three pieces, which was the older plan, again, going back to Eisenhower. Everything Trump's doing is an older pro-America, stabilize the world, promote freedom plan that got killed in the mid-60s with LBJ. Everything's going back to that plan. That's why, I mean, they've literally taken these plans off the shelves. And again, no one else knows this. No one else talks about this but insiders. You're getting the inside scoop here, which I've already reverse engineered. The reason all the insiders listen to me is I already reverse engineered all this. Because most of it's in white papers, in documents here and there. And then you have Wesley Clark admitting it and others. And just now it's known. So there is a race here against a plan for Americana global domination through industry and ideas or through global corporate governance under the IMF and World Bank. And there's two different competing systems. So Russia just completed a ceasefire deal between the rebels. It's all the factions saying they'll split the country in three parts. Now, that's an older U.S. plan. The plan currently was to hand it over to Saudi Arabia and let Wahhabists kill all the Shiites, kill all the Alawites, kill all the Christians, and turn it into a backwards hellhole. But a lot of folks now are looking at giving some of the desert eaten out areas that border Iraq to the Islamic State, basically, to Saudi Arabia, and then having a Kurdish area, and then having the main coastline and the main cities, which is classically Damascus and Aleppo and other areas, to the people that want to have a multicultural system. Now, that said, I want to get back into Soros and the bombshell news. Here he is on 60 Minutes. They try to remove this clip everywhere, but it's fair use. The public has a right to know this. And then here's some of the historical background as well. George Soros saying he did what he had to do working with the Nazis in Eastern Europe, rounding up fellow Jews to be sent to death camps.
From 1944, of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors. You're a Hungarian Jew.
who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian. And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil. My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation.
And McBrain did it. I knew that there was a Leslie Stahl interview and the other one. There were two 60 Minutes interviews. And I hadn't been able to find in years, because they were moving off old platforms, where he says it was the happiest year of his life. Now, that was a video for radio listeners that actually had historical documents, film clips of the Nazi Holocaust and the rest of it. But we're going to put out a dry one, if we can, McBrain. I know Darren McBrain's listening, that has both of the TV interviews where he, in context, says it was one of the happiest times in his life, rounding up fellow Jews and sending them off to be worked to death and then murdered after they had IBM control numbers put on their arms. Notice who runs the technocracy today. Oh, it's IBM. You see, one side of the Rothschild family actually worked with the Nazis, and the family split, and the French Rothschilds actually got rounded up and killed. These are some nasty people we're dealing with. And Soros is the type of person these globalists will work with because he helped round up his own people as well. This is some nasty, nasty, nasty evil, folks. But if you look at criminology and organized crime, they're always feeding on their lowers. They're always scapegoating their minions. They're always flushing their own people down the toilet and using them. Dishonor is the name. So, two articles up on Infowars.com. Several are also up on DrugsReport.com. It's the easiest place to find them. I want this red link. Paul didn't red link this. I think Paul should red link his article. Soros, Trump is a would-be dictator who threatens the New World Order. And I want to be clear here before I get into this. They've gone from being hysterical and fearful and craven on the news. I've been watching body language and statements. To now being committed and being back on a power trip, and criminals love to tell. So watching the Situation Room last night with their fill-in host, the whole roundtable of little minion insiders admitted that there's going to be a new giant war in the Middle East if they can, to be blamed on Trump, and that they're going to have the media blame the economic collapse and the carnage that's going to come, I guess in the next 20 days or so, if they have their way, will be blamed on Trump. And they were on the Situation Room going, I'm going to find the clips. I guess it's just going to be his fault, this giant war. Yes, so be it. It's his fault. And they would all lean forward and look down like they're planning something really bad. I was watching hardcore slime who looked like they were, again, criminals in a bunker. About to know they're about to be dug out. I mean, they're going to pull some desperate crap. They know that they are playing Russian roulette, literally, and now's the time to be praying, folks, because look at the photo, the recent photo of George Soros looking like he's an undead, reanimated corpsicle, looking like he was hamburger meat left in the refrigerator for about 3 years. He looks worse than Emperor Palpatine in Revenge of the Sith. And all he wants to do is take the world with him, and he's got to be stopped. He's got to be stopped. He's a clear and present danger. He's got to be stopped. That's all I'm saying. They're hitting the panic button saying, shut me down, shut Drudge down, shut. How about you get shut down? You're the one calling to shut down our free country. How about you, a foreign, dirty Nazi collaborator, get out of the way? I don't have any personal hatred for Soros. He should go live in one of his palaces and just live out the last days of his life, you know, playing with his cats or something. He's not doing that. He's got this big hard-on for America, and he thinks he's better than us, and he thought he'd be the guy to mount our head on the wall. It don't work that way, son. God loves children, drunks, and the United States of America. To quote Bismarck. And you think you can run up against that providence, you don't have the real birthright, Jack, and you know it. So you want to try to come up against a country and a republic and a system like the UK and the United States that have the birthright. And you want to try to overthrow it, you're going to lose. George Soros, you rounded up and killed Jews. England, during the Dark Ages, saved the Jews. America saved the Jews. You kill the Jews. You don't have a birthright. You want to get down to brass tacks? God hates you. Your father is the devil, and you know it. So get that through your fat brain, you little bastard. Excuse me. Getting angry here. Maybe we should take him down off the screen. It's hard to look at. It's him and Hillary trigger me. They do. These are demons. These are people out to get everybody. They're bad. They're not going to let us coexist with them. Has anybody figured that out yet? Now, let's continue. Let's read what this monster's put out. Soros, Trump is a world would-be dictator who threatens the New World Order. That's his world government. His stinking, anti-human, pro-death, eugenics-based tree of turds. Billionaire globalist George Soros has penned a panicked rant in which he decries President-elect Donald Trump as a would-be dictator. This is the guy that told magazines and newspapers in the 80s that he believed he was the new Christ and a messianic leader, but didn't want to tell people because he thought they'd lock him up in a mental institution. These are quotes. This guy thinks he's Jesus Christ. No, you're not Jesus Christ, brother. You're a demon. In an article for Project Syndicate, Soros begins by mentioning how he lived under both Nazi and Soviet rule in Hungary before asserting that various forms of closed societies, from fascist dictatorships to mafia states, are on the rise. This is the guy in the WikiLeaks that wants to overthrow the free press and have people he disagrees with put in jail. Oh, he wants to stop a mafia state. Everything he says is a lie. The claim is confounded by the facts, which show that the share of the world population living in democracies has increased continuously. Soros writes that in voting for Trump, Americans elected a con artist and would-be dictator as its president, and that his defeat of Hillary Clinton means America will be, quote, unable to protect and promote democracy in the rest of the world because that policy works so well in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Libya, which he's been behind. Soros also slammed Trump's new cabinet as containing nothing other than incompetent extremists and retired generals. Oh, yeah. Top salesmen, top engineers, top scientists, top go-getters who all came from nothing. Notice the people in Trump's cabinet made their wealth themselves. Rex Tillerson was an engineer in the Texas oil fields the year I was born. He went to work, 1974, 43 years ago. He is the most successful oil executive ever. He defeated the carbon taxes behind the scenes. People go, well, he's in the newspapers for it. Just watch what happens when he gets in. I know the inside baseball, and I know what happened in 2006. It was in the newspapers. He took Standard Oil from the Rockefeller family in a hostile takeover when they tried to unseat him because he was the main financier exposing the plan to cut off the carbon here in the U.S. and in Russia, and he educated Putin on the plan, and that's why Putin's fighting it. Putin listens to Rex Tillerson. Putin listens to Alex Jones, not the other way around. And I don't say that to brag. We want to build Russia up. We want Russia to be great. We want commerce. We want to be great. We want everybody to be great. We want progress and prosperity and renaissance. Not a death culture like Soros. We're pro-life. We're pro-family. We're here to help. Get it straight. 1776 worldwide. It ain't the Russians doing this. It's the rise of the Republic. You won't kill it, you little slime bag. It's only the point you put the knife to our throat that the spirit of the Republic rose. And the more power you're given by your father, Soros, the more power we're going to be given to defeat you. You can see how we're all becoming animated, stronger, more prescient, more focused. It's because the enemy's rising right now. And as the enemy rises, God's spirit comes in to meet it. These are incredible times, magical times to be alive, my friends. George Soros. He is only there to test us and make us go to the next level. Soros writes that in voting for Trump, Americans elected a con artist and a would-be dictator. As president, you're a proven con artist and guy that rounded up families to murder him. You're a proven murdering scumbag. And that his defeat of Hillary Clinton means America will be unable to protect and promote democracy in the rest of the world, something he overthrows everywhere. He overthrew an elected government in Ukraine and bragged about it. This is the guy funding the pro-cop killing groups. Soros also slams Trump's new cabinet as containing nothing other than incompetent extremists and retired generals. Oh, yeah. Tell you what's incompetence, being a Nazi collaborator, boy. Explaining how he supports the European Union because it's successful attempt to social engineering. That's a close quote. Yeah. Ending sovereignty, ending culture. Soros laments the fact that the body has become increasingly dysfunctional and its disintegration has been accelerated, first from Brexit, we're quoting him, then from the election of Trump in the U.S. on December 4th, from Italian voters' rejection by a wide margin of constitutional reforms. And he goes on to panic. Don't you understand, evil one? The transmissions have been sent. The truth is out there, and only now do you begin to realize the giant is rising. Only now do you begin to fear. Only now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
I've got a lot of news I haven't gotten to, obviously. Roger Stone was staying up for months, not getting any sleep. He's been sick for a week. He's better. He's popping in at the start of the third hour. Then Leanne McAdoo and others are going to come in about all the big Islamist surge that's taking place. The reports out of Spanish intelligence that the United States, Central America, Latin America, South America are just being flooded by jihadists right now. We already know that, but now it's mainstream news. There's a larger plan here with the globalists. It doesn't mean that we're even winning this fight, but we're conscious. We're gaining ground every day. He goes on to compare him to Hitler and says he hasn't felt this unsafe since he was in Hungary under Hitler. This is, again, a Nazi collaborator who actually rounded up thousands of people and sent them to death camps. But the ADL gives him awards. See, how do you, if you're going to cover all this up, how do you do it? You become the group that represents the people. Isn't that just cute? It continues. At first, this is Soros also bemoans Russian President Vladimir Putin's alleged unique influence during the presidential election. Oh, yeah. Again, for me, the big scandal is all these foreign powers got involved. And Trump's not coming out and going, the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians admittedly gave Hillary 20% of her campaign money alone just from Saudi Arabia. China was more through thousands of illegal subsidiaries here in the U.S. There's the total proof. But no. The Russians are just all powerful. At first, he tried to control social media. Then, in a brilliant move, he exploited social media companies, business models to spread misinformation, fake news, distorting electorates and destabilizing democracies. This is how he helped Trump get elected, writes Soros about Trump. He's talking about himself. Soros is in thousands of the WikiLeaks. His group manipulating CNN, ABC, CBS, all of them. And Hillary going, we got to do what Soros says. Oh, but now you see, it's the Russians. He's talking about himself here. That's what's so crazy about this devil. So you just, whatever he says, it's backwards. They say Satanists learn to read backwards, do things backwards. This is Satanism in action. War, death, overthrowing, targeting Christians, calling people Nazis when you're a Nazi, inversing everything, inverting everything. Soros says Putin felt threatened by color revolutions. Yeah, he was merely trying to overthrow Russia. So they're fighting you there, not here. In Georgia, Ukraine, and elsewhere, without mentioning that Soros himself played a key role in bankrolling these contrived uprisings, as well as color revolutions being fomented against Trump. The irony of an ultra-rich elitist who has bankrolled the following and the overthrow of innumerable governments, insisting he cares about democracy and the will of the people, is particularly rich. Yeah, we need to get the raw video of him saying the best time of his life was rounding up Jews, and we're going to add that to this article. He concludes by a warning that the EU is on the verge of breakdown due to stagnant economic growth and the out-of-control refugee crisis that Soros himself admittedly quarterbacked. I mean, you cannot make this up. Total inversion. Now, before I go any further, we need your support. We're hair on fire going in against the enemy. We got the most amazing nutraceuticals. If you don't try Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality or XU, you're nuts. And we've got free shipping store-wide. Christmas is extended. Right through to New Year's Day, free shipping store-wide, and we're selling out basically of almost everything, it looks like, by Monday or so, because we like to sell at the end of the year so we don't have inventory taxes that Texas has that are quite large and hefty. So you're getting great products, free shipping, sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, a lot of other specials, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We'll be back with hour number two. I am fired up! I can feel the spirit of liberty rising! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!